Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear and mild tonight. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening, while in Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, you can expect similar conditions, making it a comfortable night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated, "We have the freedom to thwart any threat," emphasizing Israel's actions in Lebanon as part of U.S. agreements. That's from Walla, coming in just in the last half hour. Also, earlier today, Sergeant Idan Fox, killed by a UAV strike in Lebanon, will be laid to rest. Fox died during an operation when a Hezbollah aircraft exploded. Source, Israel Hayom, earlier reporting. Also this hour, Netanyahu asserts that the IDF's work against Hezbollah is ongoing. This update is from I-24 News, reported this afternoon. Separately, Israel has deployed the Iron Dome to protect the UAE amidst an Iranian missile and drone attack. JNS reported this development from earlier today. And finally, Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun stated, "Negotiating with Israel is not treason," while criticizing Hezbollah. This came from the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier this afternoon. Reaction has been swift on social media. "Hezbollah uses Lebanon's NGOs against its government," says Hussein, a political analyst. This was posted just minutes ago. Reports from Middle East 24 indicate rising political tensions in Lebanon as security tightens ahead of talks with Israel. This was posted just recently. Joe Truesman, an analyst, noted that an Iranian hacker group claims to have targeted a senior Shin Bet agent's vehicle. There is little evidence supporting this claim. This information was shared minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement, he emphasized Israel's proactive stance against threats in Lebanon in coordination with the U.S. According to Walla, this marks a continued strategic alignment with American interests. The implication here is a reinforced military posture in the region. Turning to the loss of Sergeant Idan Fox, he will be honored today for his service. The UAV attack, reported by Israel Hayom, highlights ongoing security challenges on the northern border. This incident underscores the volatile situation faced by Israeli forces. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's assertion of continued IDF action against Hezbollah signals ongoing military operations. I-24 News reports this continued focus on Hezbollah as essential for Israel's security. The regional impact could see escalated tensions along the border. In a related development, Israel's deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE reflects growing regional cooperation. JNS highlights Israel's commitment to its Gulf allies amidst Iranian aggression. This move strengthens ties and provides crucial defense capabilities. Finally, President Aoun's remarks on negotiations with Israel, reported by the Jerusalem Post, suggest a potential shift in Lebanon's diplomatic approach. His criticism of Hezbollah reveals internal divisions. This could influence future peace talks and regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan stated the company is now fundamentally different, with shares surging due to strong AI processor demand. This update from CTech highlights Intel's evolving role in the tech landscape. Separately, Lyft has acquired Getz London Taxi Operation, ending Getz activities outside Israel. Globes reports this move as part of Lyft's expansion strategy. And finally, the cost of living is set to rise as regulated dairy prices increase again, effective May 2026. According to Israel Hayom Business, these periodic price updates are based on a fixed formula. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.